He turned me down flat cold. Said, kid, I don't have any time for you. I'm busy. And you'll just have to make your own way. Said, you know, that's just not right. It really hurt me. I had to find out by other ways what an architectural practice was like.
That experience had an everlasting effect on Patrick. And it was the underlying inspiration to him for sharing his stories and his career experiences in his book and in this podcast.
If ever a young architect or somebody thinking about architecture as a career ever came to me, and I did this including the times when I was CEO of HOK, I would always, always take the time to listen and to help that person understand.
So you've witnessed not only the growth and evolution of a world-class architecture firm, but you've really witnessed the evolution of a profession.
Well, yes, I think so. You know, when I started in the practice, architects were just beginning to get on airplanes to go see clients in other cities. They were just beginning to explore the world, basically, and bring design services to other places. You know, if you're really good at designing, let's say, an airport, well, there's a huge growth of aviation around the world. One airport and another airport, they all work kind of the same. So expertise in designing something is something the world needs. And I think the successful architect will not reinvent everything. The successful architect will build on knowledge that he or she has access to. I think that's an important part of what the practice can and should be, and it's an important part of what the book is.
And so the book is a way for you to document and tell the stories of HOK that you've learned that have become part of the culture of that practice, but also to be able to share some of those stories and the lessons that you've learned through HOK to other architects and other people.
Yes, exactly. I mean, it pains me to say this, but I think the architecture world, architects are struggling as a group. And the world needs us. The world needs design. The world needs better design, quality design. People live in and work in and go to school in the buildings that we create, or the buildings that are created sometimes without architects. And I believe that all the people in the world need good design, just as we're used to good design with the smartphone or the computer or the automobile or the airplane that we fly in. We need good buildings, and we need good buildings that are designed in good cities, that are designed around people, not cars. And so part of this is also, I think of myself as a missionary, that I want architects to take the central place that they, I think, used to have, being real contributors to a healthy society.
So proud to announce this new weekly podcast sharing the story of building a world-class architecture firm with my friend, former CEO of HOK, Patrick McLaney. And it's hosted by me, Mark R. LePage. Build Smart is available right now. Listen to episode 1 and subscribe to the show anywhere you listen to podcasts and at GableMedia.com. That's GABLMedia.com.